You are a hot commodity, my fellow voters. The analysts agree the key to which party prevails in tomorrow's election is one thing: turnout.
It's essentially a tie race. The dumbest and smartest thing said in politics is that it's all about turnout, and it's going to be all about turnout. This election will actually probably be won or lost on Election Day. The question is, by whom?
It's going to be a big test on Tuesday. Whose ground game is actually better?
Democrats and Republicans are in a race to turn out their voters, which is another way of saying this is not about trying to change anyone's mind or about coming to a consensus on difficult issues. This is about selectively coaxing to the polls those reliable voters whose minds are already made up and whose votes are therefore predictable. And that's why elections are so expensive. That's why, as CBS's Bob Schieffer lamented on Face the Nation, they've become a business
where the jobs that volunteers used to do for free have been outsourced to professionals.
Yes, because what's underway now is a highly technical get-out-the-vote operation. Each party has voter lists which use elaborate computer algorithms to identify by name who are the reliable party voters. And so, by afternoon on Election Day, if you're a reliable partisan voter and you have not voted yet, you will very likely get a phone call, maybe even an in-person visit, urging you to vote, even offering a ride. Although, it's not as easy now as it was when everybody had a landline linked to their address. Today, most people have cell phones, and the parties can't as easily get those numbers or your email address unless you've ever responded to a party email or text message. If you did, prepare to be contacted if you put off voting. Unless the computer has determined that you're one of those unpredictable swing voters, in which case you will definitely be passed over in hopes you won't show up at all. You see, changing minds is a tough and uncertain business, which is why so much of the political process is about finding people whose mind is already made up and getting them to vote. You'd like to think elections are about finding out what a majority of the population wants. But voting in the United States is not so much an election as a harvest, a competitive harvest. The parties gin up their machinery and head off into the fields to harvest their ripest voters.